Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The right fielder, Ernie Orovitz. Batting third. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Roy Sievers. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Tony Roig. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bruce Edwards. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Camilo Pascual. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Camilo Pascual. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The second baseman, Fred Hatfield. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ray Boone. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Del Singh. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank House. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Larry. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Frank Larry. And now, play ball. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Orovitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orovitz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a pop-up towards short. Roig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Roig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Roig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Busby. The throw from House and he is safe. Busby steals second. Tony Roig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roig strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Pascual covering, for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone takes first base on ball four. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh strikes out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bruce Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Camilo Pasquale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pasquale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. Yost hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. House fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Roig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Larry moves to second. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatfield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ernie Orovets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orovets is 0 for 1 in the game. Orovets takes first base on ball 4. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Orovets moves to third. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Orovets scores. Runnels moves to second. It's 1-0, Senators. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 1 in the game. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hatfield scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Runnels moves to third. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Busby hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. House fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0 for 1 in the game. Delsing hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boone moves to third. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. Tuttle takes first base on ball 4. Delsing moves to second. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0 for 1 in the game. House hits a line drive into left field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Tony Roig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roig is 0 for 1 in the game. Roig strikes out. 1 out. Bruce Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. Edwards hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Camilo Pascual is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascual is 0 for 1 in the game. Pascual hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 2 in the game. Yost hits a line drive towards third. Boone reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5. With the score, the Senators 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Larry strikes out. 1 out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 2 in the game. Keene hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Hatfield hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keene moves to second. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 2 in the game. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Pascual covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ernie Orovets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orovets is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Orovets hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Runnels is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Vernon hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Senators. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 2 in the game. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boone hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Senators. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Delsing strikes out. 1 out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Tuttle takes first base on ball 4. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0 for 2 in the game. House hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sievers. Larry reaches second base with a double. Tuttle goes all the way around to score. It's Senators, 2, Tigers, 2. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry scores. It's 3-2, Tigers. Chuck Stobbs now pitching. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-3 in the game. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Roig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Busby hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle who is chasing the ball. Busby reaches third base with a triple. Jesse Leffen pinch hits for Tony Roig. Jesse Leffen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leffen is called out on strikes. One out. Mickey McDermott pinch hits for Bruce Edwards. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott is called out on strikes. Two outs. Carlos Paula pinch hits for Chuck Stobbs. Carlos Paula is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paula hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Senators 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bobby Klein now playing shortstop. Ed Fitzgerald now catching. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kaline is called out on strikes. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-3 in the game. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Boone is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Delsing hits a pop-up towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-3 in the game. Yost hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Orovets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orovets is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Orovets takes first base on ball 4. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Orovets moves to second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain juggles the ball. That's an error on Fain. Runnels moves to second. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Runnels. The throw from House and he is out, Boone applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Senators 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Tuttle strikes out. One out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0 for 3 in the game. House hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Larry bunts on two strikes. And it's a foul ball, for strike 3. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 3 in the game. Sievers hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Busby hits a line drive into left field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Juan Delis pinch hits for Bobby Klein. Juan Delis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 3, and Washington Senators, 2. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.